February 13th is World Radio Day, recognising the importance of radio as a media source providing essential information and analysis. As a public broadcaster, Czech Radio plays a key role in covering the domestic scene, while Radio Prague broadcasts about the Czech Republic abroad. Jan Wellinger discussed the importance of the day, as well as how radio has changed in the internet age, with Czech radio producer Edita Kudláčová.
Why UNESCO adopted the World Radio Day, I believe it was 4 or 5 years ago, it's quite recent, was to promote radio as a important media in times of crisis, important breaking news, because radio is immediate. It gives you the information now. Czech radio, what we strengthen is also the public service as such, the provision and production of information that's unbiased, that's objective, and that's neutral. And I think it's important in our society within Europe. But in the other countries, such as Africa or such as Asia, radio is basically the primary source of any kind of information. I was once listening to a small African station covering the World Radio Day. What they were promoting was that radio can actually tell you where you have the source of water. And I think in this respect, if you understand the complexity of what radio can mean to people, more or less in any country, and it has different roles in every country.
Obviously, radio is a rapidly changing medium, especially when it's connected with the internet or married to the internet. How has the internet changed Czech radio, and what are many of its stations now offering its listeners?
I completely agree with you that internet is changing radio as a medium, but at the same time, I believe it changes all the other medium types, television, video, anything else. I think the most significant feature is how people actually view the information, because we are able to multitask much easily online than we were before. And I believe that for audio listening and for radio listening, it pushes radio to either background sound, it means that I turn it on and I just listen to music, or on the other hand, it creates a fan base or a listener's base that is attracted by the so-called podcast or mobile content, when I can download and listen to whatever I want, whenever I want. And I think this is the biggest advantage, to listen exactly the type of content at the specific time.
And when it's connected with social networks, with video feeds, what kind of role do these play in sort of completing a new package?
For us, the social networks and the profiles on social networks are a great marketing tool. I believe that a lot of people are actually gathering the information about what's new, what's attractive, or what my friends or people I like. That, I believe, is a great tool to, you know, like promote your content and just give it out there. Marketing content, such as the short videos, such as interviews, such as photographs. At the same time, I believe that people still do come to some specific media to look up information. Facebook or any other social network does not have to be the content producer. It is the content provider, but they do not have to have the information that's correct and that's valid.
They don't have the same responsibility.
Exactly.